Good evening.
Good evening.
You said Daniel?
Good evening, Hanok. It's Daniel here. Sorry, I'm on a Bluetooth connection. It's probably not very clear.
No, it's quite clear. It's so unusual that for you to join us. I'm glad you are.
It's good to be here.
I hope things are going well for you.
Things are very difficult this year for many, including myself.
Things are difficult. There's no question about that. If there's anything we can do, please give me a call.
Thank you. Thank you, Hanok.
And even if you don't think there's anything we can do, give me a call.
Understood. How is the, I'm most afraid to ask, but how's the weather been where you're at?
The weather's been fine. Atlanta is inland, like 200 miles. It gets rain up from the coast after it's been gone through Louisiana and Alabama. So, you know, it rains, but by the time it gets here, it's pretty well under control. You know, there is tornado watches and things like that, but every area of the country has weather issues.
Definitely.
And the weather is getting stronger or more intense or however, whatever adjective you want to use.
I haven't been to Atlanta in 20 years, but I recall it was very green.
It is very green. And in the spring, it's very yellow from the pollen. It rains pollen on cars. You wake up in the morning and your car that was red the night before is now yellow.
Wow.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Normally, I start with the Anabakoa and the 72 names, but the parasha for this week that I'm going to be talking about, because in Bereshit, a lot of the sections are very long, and this is one of them. So, I'm just going to do a quick Anabakoa, which I ask you to join me, and then we will go into the parashah. Anabakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Terura. Aleph Gimel Yutap Sadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu Nora. Ufren Shayan Sintet Nun. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem. Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata. Et Kufbet Tet Nunayan. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha b'nei zohre kedushata yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodeya talumo shin kufav tadiyuta.
Has joined.
In the eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the tool of the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, after we say Elishem Yehud. Elishem Yehud, Kutshabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yud-Heh, Bavav-Heh, Le'yichuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Le'mud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Le'hino, Amadunai, Eloheinu, Eleinu, Ma'aseh, Yadeinu, Kananeh, Eleinu, Ma'aseh, Yadeinu, Kananeh. Rabbi Abba Amar, Bekama, Atar, Taneh, Nand, Kudsha, B'richu, Koma, David, Le'ela witata, Kolaihu kishot v'yovada kishot, Le'et lach mila bialma, Divaye barnash, Le'dach ya le'ya mineya ulanaga, Le'ya kalana, Yehakulu ovada, Ikshot inun wikola itzterit, The eighth verse of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is a section of the Zohar from the Parasha of Bereshit. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, when that landing page opens up, scroll down to the Parsha of Bereshit. It's right near the top. And when that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 7. Let the waters be gathered. And that's where we will start. We will start with Pasuk 66 after we say a second L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha b'richu ishkin pebid chilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yud-he b'vav-he le'yichud ha'shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu. Vayomer Elohim Yikahu Hamayim Legomer, Be'orach Kav Lemechewe Be'orach Me'eshar, Taha Beraza Dehahiyo, Nikuda Kadma'a Nafa Kola Bistimu Ademate Veit Ganish Lechai Kala Ila Umitaman Nafek Legav Meshar Lishar Dargin Ademate Lehahu Atar Adekadesh Kola Tiklal The translation, and Elohim said, let the waters be gathered. The words be gathered, the Hebrew is yikavu, means that the mohin, called the waters, will travel in a straight line. The Hebrew word is kav, on one level, without spreading to the right or the left. Everything flows mysteriously from the secret of that primal point, which is Arich Anpin, until the light reaches and is gathered in the supernal chamber. From there, it then flows in a straight line to the other grades, namely to Zeh Anpin, until it reaches that one place where everything is gathered according to the secret of male and female. He asks, but what is that place? And he replies, this is the life of the world, namely Yesod of Zeh Anpin, which is the male who is united with Malchut, which is the female principle. Thus it comprises male and female together. My commentary. When the Tzimtzum takes place, there is no light, only a vessel in a state of lack. Then the light returns step by step in a straight line until it reaches Yesod, which is male. Then the light is gathered within Yesod until it flows as an ejaculation into the Malchut, female. Pasuk 67. Amayim denachke milal mayat Hashem mila'a mata achat Hashemayim Tav zeira v'al davav Chad shamayim v'chad mitachat Hashemayim Kidein v'tarae Hayavasha Dahe Hatata'a Da'it Kale Vikos Sha'ar It Kase Umigoi Hai Batra'a Ishtama Basuk Lilakhanu Ahudi It Kase. The translation. The waters mentioned in the verse flow from above, from the upper he of the Yud He Vav He, which is Israel, Saba, and Tivunah. The words under the heaven allude to the small Vav, which is Yesod of Zeh Anpin. The Zeh Anpin is called the great Vav, while the Yesod is called the small Vav. Therefore, when the letter Vav is pronounced, two Vavs are heard. The first one is heaven, namely Zeh Anpin, and the second one is under the heaven, namely Yesod of Zeh Anpin. After the Mochin are drawn from the upper He, which is Bina, down under the heaven, which is Yesod of Zeh Anpin, it is written, let the dry land appear.
Has joined.
This is the lower He, namely Malchut, the female principle of Zeh Anpin, because only she was revealed as dry land, while all the other grades were concealed. From within that last grade, referring to the lower He, Malchut, that light that was concealed was heard and then revealed. To the students of Kabbalah, this verse is clear as written. But if you have some questions about it, just sing out and ask those questions, and I'll help you understand it. Verse 68. Elhu kishura di Yehuda Tiyalma ila'a yudalad vadalad echad Ushmo echad Tirein Yehudin Chadi alma ila'a Yachada Bedargu go bechadi alma tata leit yachada bedargu bedargu kishura de Yehuda de alma ila ad hakayihu sai almin kamanit basayin. Beit Kashir Alma Ila Beyehuda Dileya Begin Kach Ikrek Makom Achad Kol Dargin Bekol Shachtin Mit Kanshin Taman Vechavo Kol Ho Beya Chad Bela Paruda Felal Bele Targa Tit Yachadan Taman de Yehuda Hadaman Wahawo Kalho Be Yachad Bela Paruda Felal Bele Targa Tit Yachadan Taman de Yehuda Kadela Ayuvaya Itke Atkikisyan Kahobiara Satayim Betiu Tahad Adhaka Bedirgada Ityakad Alma deit galya yo, be alma deit kasya yo. The translation. The phrase to one place is called Yesod, because here is a connection to the union of the upper world through Yesod. The verse Hashem shall be one and his name one hints at two unions. One is the upper world that is unified in its own grades, which is the secret of Hashem is one, and the second is the lower world that is unified in its own grades, according to the secret and his name one. The unification of the upper world by the secret of Hashem is one is up to Yesod. The life of the worlds, which is Yesod, is sweetened in Bina, and the upper world is connected to its unification. Because of this, it is called to one place, as all the grades and all the parts gather there, and they become as one in it, without any separation at all. No grade unites their holy save this grade, in which all the lights are mysteriously covered in one desire. Up to this point, the referring to the words, and let the dry land appear. The revealed world, which is the secret of Rachel, is unified, and the concealed world, which is Leah. My commentary. Due to the connecting of Yesod with both Malchut and Tiferet, which is connected to Bina, all becomes unified within the central column. There are many other secrets in this pasuk as well. Pasuk 69. Alma dit kalya yo it yachad O hake le tatav Alma dit kalya yo Ihu alma de tata Le'ere et hatei, v'yaru et elokei, Yisrael ukvod hei, mira v'yaira, devod hatei, emare hakeshet v'gomer, kein mare hanka saviv hu, Mare de mot kevod hei, vedai hu razadet vetarae, hayavasha, translation. The revealed world, which is Rachel, the female principle of Zerampin, who is located from his chest downward, is similarly unified below. The revealed world is the lower world, as can be proven by reading the scriptures, where it is described in terms of seeing. I saw Hashem, and they saw the Elohim of Israel. And the glory of Hashem appeared, and as the appearance of the rainbow, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Hashem. And it is known that the lower female principle, who is called Rachel, is described by the words, the glory of Hashem, and by the particle et. This is the secret of the verse, let the dry land appear, literally be seen, because seeing applies only to the revealed world and not to the upper world. This pasuk is teaching us code words. Pasuk 70. Kemare hakeshed vechai almin vezehu et kashti natati biyananda malchut natati min yoma v'it bere alma v'yoma diba d'it chaze yeshet mare demot kivot Hashem it arasem ala v'at chakba nafkad rachil bat hakash l'lita mikael b'sitra Darifael b'sitra Dagivriel b'sitra Davinun gavinin v'it chazyan v'ahudemot k'ivar v'sumak v'ayarok. The translation. The verse as the appearance of the rainbow, which is written about the divine chariot of Yechezkel, alludes to the life of the world, namely Yesod of Zerampin. Therefore it is written in the portion of Noah, I have set my rainbow in the cloud, which also alludes to Yesod of Zerampin, who is called the life of the world. The phrase in the cloud refers to Malchut, namely the lower female principle of Zerampin, the revealed world of Rachel. The words I have set means that he has set his rainbow in the cloud ever since the day of creation. That cloudy day which is described in the verse, and it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud, indicates that only then shall the rainbow be seen according to the secret of the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Hashem, and not at any other time. Why is this so? As the left is aroused, Rachel emerges to her own aspect, and she had hard labor. Therefore, it is said that three angels stay by her side, Mikhail at one side, the right side, Raphael at one side in the middle, and Gabriel at one side, the left side. And from them she receives her strength and gives birth. These three aspects are the colors seen in the form of the rainbow, white, red, and green. My commentary. This pasuk is bringing a conflagration of code words and relationships. Pasuk 71. Kein mare chan gas aviv nechiru Tid kas yayo begil gula The translation. The phrase, "so was the appearance of the brightness round about," alludes to the illumination that was concealed and has disappeared within the pupil of the eye. So the phrase, "this was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Hashem," applies to the colors in the appearance of the rainbow, and not to the appearance of the brightness. This is because the lower union of the three colors of the rainbow corresponds to the upper union. My commentary. This pasuk is clarifying code words and is explaining a spiritual law that deals with the firmament separation between upper and lower. Pasuk 72. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Kegavnin Satimin Dila Itchazyan Vitkashran El Makom Echad Yehuda Chada Vila Gavavnin Bekashet Letata Vit Yachada Behochivar Sumach right way arrow. Egavna city you mean. Veinun Yehuda Hara. Raza Ushmo Echad. The Ruch Shem Kevo Malchuto Leolam Waed. Yehuda Diltata Yehuda Ila'a. Shema Yisrael Yud Dalet Bav Dalet Elokeinu Yud Dalet Bav Dalet Ayachad Dalet Kavel Dahakashit Emarin Vehakashit Tevin. The translation. The three names, Hashem are Elohim Hashem, which appear in the verse, "Hear, O Israel," alludes to the three colors, white, red, and green, when they are concealed, invisible, and attached to one place. This is the secret of the first union in the upper world that is called one place, and the colors united in the rainbow below, which are white, red, and green, correspond to the three concealed colors of the upper union, Hashem, Ar Elohim, Hashem. These colors are of the rainbow belong to another union, which is the secret of and his name one, the lower union. It is the secret of the verse, "Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever," which is Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto, etc., that we respond after, "Hear, O Israel," which is the lower union. The upper union indicated by the verse, "Hear, O Israel," Hashem Ar Elohim, Hashem is one, corresponds to the lower union. Blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. Each verse contains six words. My commentary. This verse is relating code words and colors to and with the Shema Yisrael. Verse 73. Yekavu medidu dekavu mishtachata mishtachata botina dekardenuta biktiv mi madad v'shaydulo ma'im v'da ihu yekavu. Lama Ha'im ha'kash ha'ura. Yotzer ha'min yud hey vav hey. That's 10 letters. The translation. The words be gathered suggest measurement by the line, and the measuring. Measuring is from the heart spark that is in Bina. As it is written, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? In this verse, who alludes to Bina? This is what is meant by let the waters be gathered. Here in the verse, let the waters be gathered is the extent of the entire Mochin of He who forms the worlds, namely Zeranpin, and which is hinted at in the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, fully spelled with Aleph, as Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey-Aleph, Vav-Aleph-Vav, Hey-Aleph. My commentary. Students of Kabbalah will find this clear with some contemplation. Pasuk 74. Kadosh, 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 Zahihu yikawu chamayim, Hashem tzvaot, Zahihu. El makom echad, birazad shema, Damilo kol baharet, Kivodo da'it, Tara eh Hayavasha Razad Kalifa Shimad Yehuda Kaf Bav Zion Bav Mem Bet Mem Bav Kaf Samech Zion Kaf Bav Zion Bav. The translation. Holy, holy, holy is the secret of the Mochin of Bina, which is also the secret of the verse, let the waters be gathered. The phrase Hashem Tzvaot is the secret of the verse to one place. Yesod of Zeranpin that is called the life of the worlds, to which the Mochin from Bina flow according to the secret of the phrase to one place. The phrase, the whole earth is full of his glory, is the secret of the verse. And let the dry land, when comprised within the union of the upper world, the words, and let the dry land appear, is the secret to the engraved name of the union of Kaf Bav Zion Bav, Bet Mem Bav Kaf Samach Zion, and Kaf Bav Zion Bav. Because the dry land, which is the revealed world, is included in the union of the supernal world, which is the secret of Hashem, our Elohim, Hashem. This verse is clear to students of Kabbalah, as it explains the union of Kafav Zion Vav, Bet Mem Kaf Kaf Zion Samach Zion and Kaf Bav Zion Bav. It explains that unification. That's the end of the session. Does anyone have any questions?
No, this is Daniel. I have a question.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I've noticed in the chart that you do, the 72 names of God, that you use the colors white, red, and green, as it alludes to in these verses. And I was wondering if you could explain the association between that and the three columns.
Well, the 72 names, there are 72 attributes. Names are attributes. There are 72 attributes, and each of those attributes are defined by the three letters that is represented in each square of the matrix. So three columns of the Tree of Life exist in each of the attributes of the 72 names. And so when I went to print it, I put the colors just as these colors are explained here. The right column, which is sharing, has the white as its energy. The left column, which is receiving, has the red as its energy. And the central column has its green, as it represents both aspects together, with the left accepting dominion by the right. And that's why you see the 72-name chart with the three columns, because it's reinforcing the connection by color to the three columns of the Tree of Life. Did you want me to go any further than that, or was it clear?
That was very clear. Thank you, Anouk.
You're welcome. Any other questions? I bid you all Shabbat Shalom. Tomorrow morning, we will have a 7 a.m. West Coast time class where we will be reading the sixth Aliyah, as well as being connecting one of the Psalms. I believe it's Psalm 90, where we are in our process of studying the Psalms. And then at 11 o'clock West Coast time, we will read the Shir HaShirim, as well as read the seventh Aliyah of Bereshit. Motzi Shabbat is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Saturday and Sunday, 2 days. Motzi Shabbat, we are going to be connecting to our Rosh Chodesh event for the month of Cheshvan, and that's a very serious month. And it's really important that people participate in the event so that they can take control of the aspects, the positive aspects of Cheshvan, and eliminate or minimize the negative aspects of Cheshvan. So I hope to see you in whichever class or classes you feel is appropriate for yourself. Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Gadol to all.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Good night. Shalom.
Good night. Shalom. Shalom Gadol. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful Sabbath.